This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Disneyland tickets. Right now, take the word mansion. M-A-N-S-I-O-N. And text it to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Mansion is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line 20357. Not only are you in the running for the 4-pack of tickets, but you qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is mansion. We have code words for you on the fives all through today through 6:05 this evening with Jane. It's Jane. This hour's code word is mansion. New code word in an hour. Lots of chances to get yourself in on this.
And a new haunted mansion. They redid it.
Yeah, so is it open now, right now?
It will be open for Halloween.
Okay. I was reading this thing on Reddit this morning, and I thought it was interesting. The question is, it's a 12-hour road trip, and you can only listen to one singer. Who's it going to be? Now, my first thought was, you're acting like it's a no-brainer, Bob.
It is a no-brainer.
It's Taylor. Yeah, she's on there. She came in like in, let's see, where is she? 14th.
She has a lot of music.
She does.
I think the key here is to pick someone with a lot of music.
And that does seem, I was actually really surprised. Like, I think of Reddit as, you know, a thing the kids do, and I like it, and I'll read a thing off of there or whatever. This skews older. It's surprising. But the question remains, and I actually think it's a pretty good one. Like, if you can only listen to one singer.
Or band. Or does that have to be
singer?
It has to be one singer.
Well, they say singer, but okay. Some of these do feel more like band. Because Paul McCartney is number 2 on this list. And you won't run out of material with that guy in 12 hours. But
no.
The Beatles, he's not always the lead singer. You could listen to all the Beatles.
Yeah, but his wings is highly underrated.
Oh my God, I agree. I love Wings. Band on the Run, come on.
One of the best songs ever. I can only think of like bands.
Okay, think of bands.
I was thinking like I could listen to 12 hours of Metallica.
Metallica for 12 hours. All right.
Now, see, that's interesting that you say that because I was thinking, like, I'm a huge Metallica fan. I've probably seen Metallica live more than any other band of all the bands I've seen. I don't think I'd go 12 hours with James Hetfield, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just, that's the first one that popped in my head.
I actually think my go-to under most circumstance is Bob Marley.
Mm. And that's nice on a road trip. Like, you got to think road trip,
that's
too.
What I'm trying. I'm trying to think of what won't, because that can be background, or I can fully lock into it.
Yeah.
And I'm still happy.
Yeah.
But you can't, Metallica doesn't background the same as Bob does.
No, it's a little ampy,
mm-hmm.
You know? You definitely,
and
it's
I
not
catch,
relaxing.
I catch that crap. Like, I've talked to my kids about this, and I've explained, like, we'll be driving down the road, and I'll go, you know, when I'm going for a surf, I put on Pantera, this, and I'll play it for them, and they'll be like, oh my God, how do you listen to this? It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's a right. thing. I'm going to go surf. I'm going to go ride the ocean.
Ready.
I need to be amped up for this stuff. Mm. And then, you know, when I want to relax and not be crazy,
yeah,
I put on something mellow like Taylor Swift.
A couple of the texters, 1707 says Prince.
Oh,
another Prince one's, is Prince, great.
And there's some depth there.
Yeah,
707
sure.
says Beck. And then the 415 singer on a road trip, definitely Kelly Clarkson.
Mm. Oh, it's just, I feel like there isn't as much Kelly Clarkson that I want to listen to as some of these other ones. Beck was on there. They say Beck offers plenty of musical variety, similar to, you know, some old schoolers.
He's got a wide range, that's for sure. Some dance music, some acoustic stuff.
His stuff, every album has its own vibe to it.
What are you saying? You haven't said anything yet.
You know, I actually think it's really difficult. Like, I got to think, what do I want to hear on a road trip?
Is it Tori Amos?
It's not Tori Amos, although I do love her. But I was thinking, you know me, I'm total classic rock. I was thinking, like, Pink Floyd has some nice long albums that I really like. And Zeppelin would be, I would be into that.
One I agree with from the 510 said, all family road trips include Hours of Tom Petty.
You know what? Tom Petty did well on this. He's number five. And Tom Petty crossed my mind because I feel like, too, depending on who's in the car, like, Tom Petty's pretty universally at least liked. Like, you never meet someone who's like, I hate Tom Petty. It's like,
Shauna.
Oh, she Tom Petty.
What?
Yeah. No wonder you divorced her.
Why? What did he ever do to her? He
doesn't like his voice.
Oh, Prince is on this list. He's at number nine.
Yeah. Is Robert Plant on the list?
Yeah. So Zeppelin's on there. So that's Robert Plant. They made it to number eight. I was actually sort of, again, back to, I was surprised at how kind of older this skewed, because I think of Reddit as being, you know.
Did Franti make the list?
Franti's not on there.
Too obscure. Okay.
Yeah. A couple of the comments. One person said, it depends. Do I like the people I'm with? If I don't, then Barry Manilow. I'm going to go Barry Manilow.
Oh, Jane just went, what?
Here's one. I was driving to San Francisco from Las Vegas with my cousin, there and back, about 9 hours each way, with one CD. Well, she thought it was a CD. It was a single, one song. Nickelback, How You Remind Me. When we realized it was only a single, we went for it. That's all we listened to the entire time, both ways.
What about Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam's on there. Hold on. It's somewhere in the teens here.
The Police would be good.
No, the Police aren't
on there. The Chili Peppers would be a band that has a million albums.
So I'll just start up at the top.
Okay.
And then we'll play a little game.
Okay.
The number one most answered was David Bowie. I'm with you. I also went, really? But when you think about it, like, he has five or six records that I'm like, yeah, I'd put that on.
No, I love David Bowie, but I didn't.
But what a thing to come out of it. Paul McCartney was second, so that's, you know, you're not going to run out of material there either. We just mentioned Wings and solo stuff, and of course the Beatles. Chris Cornell.
Oh, God, do I love him.
Chris Cornell was number three on this list. Pink Floyd.
That's Temple of the Dog.
Yeah.
That's Soundgarden. That's his solo stuff. Audioslave. Yeah, Chris Cornell is... It's a good one.
Pink Floyd, high on the list at number four. Tom Petty, Johnny Cash, which I want to listen to Johnny Cash.
I like Johnny Cash, but I wouldn't pick him either.
Paul Simon made the list.
No.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, I get it. My mom's a huge Paul Simon fan.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
There was some record, I think it's called One Trick Pony or something, that, man, that just never stopped being played at our house.
Same with my mom. In fact, that's what I played at her funeral was Paul Simon music, because that was her favorite.
Funny. And I suppose you have all the Simon and Garfunkels now, I guess. Zeppelin came in at number eight, so that's Robert Plant. Prince is number nine. Queen is number 10. Queen would actually be That'd be good. Radiohead came in at number 11, so that's Thom Yorke.
I like those guys. Yeah. I'd play that.
And that's good. I like that as road trip music. It's a little bit hypnotic and a little, you know, it's got that dark undertone.
That can be both where you lock into it and also I can turn that down a little and it's the background.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, I'm into that.
Ozzy. Ozzy was number 12 on this list.
I had Ozzy on my list as well because with his solo stuff and Black Sabbath, you have a lot of variety.
There's a lot.
I mean, there's good vibes and variety right there for you.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, number 13. So Eddie Vedder.
Mm-hmm.
They say here, one of the quotes was, for a very specific voice like Eddie, 12 hours might be a lot, even if you're into the later stuff. Taylor was number 14. Beck was number 15. Michael Jackson at 16.
Mm.
Who else is interesting on here?
Michael Jackson's still making lists. Yeah. That's all right.
Beyonce was 18. Dave Matthews Band is on here.
No, U2.
U2 is on. Oh, no, they're not on here. They're in another.
Texter said Sammy Hagar. Your friend Sammy Hagar, because you got Montrose and his solo stuff in Van Halen.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, your boy.
Yeah, your friend.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's great.
What are you rolling your eyes for?
You know, Weird Al Yankovic got a lot. He's in he's in the 20s, but a lot of people were like, I'd listen to Weird Al, which is kind of crazy.
I couldn't even finish one of his songs, much
so
less 12 hours of it.
As I'm reading that and thinking, geez, that skew's a little old. I was also looking at this morning, Ultimate Classic Rock. They did, I thought this was interesting. Just tell me if you like this concept. They did the top classic rock songs from 100 artists, but they only did it. They did it like this. Each band, they would only consider one song. So they had to, so it was, you know, who's the top, I guess these are the top classic rock artists. So I've got the top five here. This is only for Bob.
Oh, no.
I just want to see.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna
you
want to
embarrass me.
I'm going to give you the name of the song and the artist, and you're going to tell me if the song and artist go together. So I'll tell you the name of the song and the artist, and then you get an extra point if it's a false and you can guess the name. You ready?
Fingers crossed these were all on Guitar Hero. That's the only way I'm
going to win this. We'll find out. At number five on this list is A Day in the Life by the Eagles.
Yes.
No. It's a Beatles song. Number four on the list is Back in Black by Alice Cooper.
No.
Yeah, I'll give you a point if you can tell me the real. I'll give you another point if you can tell me the real artist. Back in Black.
Black Sabbath.
No. It's AC/DC. Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
No.
It is the Rolling Stones. Cashmere by Led Zeppelin. This is number two on this list. Cashmere by Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. And Sweet Emotion by Leonard Skinner.
Yes.
No.
To be fair, I'm not really good with song titles. You know, like I might know this song and if I hear it, I might be able to tell you who it is, but I don't necessarily know the name.
Well, listen, you're 30. You got two out of five. I'm gonna say, you know, congrats on being 40% of the way there.
Sorry.
Don't be. I really did think to myself as I read the Reddit thing, I'm like, this is, who is reading Reddit? I really thought it was younger people.
Do you know what the subreddit was? Like what group it was?
Oh, I didn't look at that.
What?
I just got a link. I got a link to the road trip thing.
Because if it was in a group,
am I the jerk?
Right.
And then there's different subreddits.
It could be, you know, middle-aged people love classic rock.
Yes. It could have been. It's true. Hey, let me ask you a question, because one of the things on here was Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. I don't know Bright Eyes. Anybody? You know them.
I've definitely heard of Bright Eyes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was like something that a 30-year-old threw on there.
Why is that? Where did it come in?
Number 20.
Oh.
They were like, that guy's voice on the road.
You know what? Is that an English thing?
Oh, Bright Eyes?
No.
Oh, no.
That thing.
It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Or it didn't seem to be. Everything seemed just like, you know, it was just classic rock heavy, I thought.
Well, I'm just, the first thing I thought of when you said Bowie is I thought, oh, this is from England.
Oh, well, Drake's on here. Morgan Wallen's on here. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I suppose Reddit's worldwide. they wouldn't be excluded. But yeah, Bright Eyes, I don't know anything about them. Post Malone's got millions of fans. And then there's always that one that's just like, I've taken it a little too far.
Oh.
A few days ago, police in Cottonwood Heights, Utah, arrested a 31-year-old woman named Cherish Gomer. Solid name. After she allegedly jumped in front of Posty's car as he was trying to leave his house. His driver had to swerve to avoid hitting her. She's like, well, I'm going to get this guy. Police say that Gomer believes she has a spiritual connection with the singer and is entitled to be near him. This is not the first time she's been arrested for stalking Posty. It's the fifth. She's been arrested multiple times now for trespassing, stalking, and even intoxication at his Raising Cane's restaurant in Midvale, Utah. And I think, I don't know if they're all painted bright pink and have an F1 trillion out in front, but that one does. This latest arrest comes with felony charges for stalking and violating a court order. So she is now being held without bail, and the authorities hope to get her into a mental health program for her safety. Yes, Bob, your hand is up.
When we were talking earlier about Justin Bieber and if he touches something, it could sell for a lot, yeah. Even his mm-hmm. butt. And this, I was thinking about this girl I grew up with who was a total groupie.
Oh.
And her particular obsession was Justin Bieber. Like, she went to dozens of his concerts, and if she heard he was in a certain place, she would try and track him down. And I always remember this one post she made on Facebook. It was her standing in front of his limo, and he's coming out of the sunroof, and she, you know, it's a selfie. And the quote was, "I got hit by your car 3 times today, Justin, but it was totally worth it. Love you."
Yikes.
The car was just swarmed by teenage girls.
That's got to be fun. That's got to get old.
That's a life.
Yeah, that's.
Wonder why he's so
wearing those weird pants. I know. Drives in. People are like, Justin Bieber would never wear that. Oh, wait, no. I've seen him in a sweatshirt on his legs.
You're like, not clocking me.
It's like me and Alameda just getting swarmed.
You're not clocking what I'm standing on. You and Alameda getting swarmed? Is that what you just said?
Get swarmed.
At the dog park?
Yeah.
You poor thing.
Well, you're hot property.
Yes, you are. Post a thirst trap today. It's the weekend.
Yeah, can you post a shirtless thirst trap for Friday?
Yeah.
Like every Friday, actually.
Yeah.
I'll do one today.
All right.
Everybody has that to look forward to. That's perfect. Go to the Alice973 Instagram. You can find all our handles on there, but mostly just look for Maddie's. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Lazy meals, stressful destinations, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think
good.
About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram video reels, pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, and links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. Today, woo! Listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Next up, 10.05 with Mason. Text that code word, the one that she gives you, to 20357. That's 20357 to enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland Resort, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. You're gonna love it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Check Mason out at 10.05.
She's amazing.
For your next chance. And follow her on Instagram. She's busy.
Yeah, she is.
Posting and posting and posting and posting and posting some more.
Mason on the mic.
And then some more posting.
Yeah.
She really.
She's full of posting.
We have blue skies over the city in downtown San Francisco. And it's going to be a warm, beautiful summer day with the highs in the low 90s.
But remember, as soon as the sun sets, people going to outside land, you're going to need a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Just a friendly reminder.
Yesterday, I finished watching Wednesday with my kid, and then I had a couple things to do, and then I went back to the TV, and I thought, I'm going to see if there's a ball game on or something. Preseason football has begun as well, so you'll see that on your TV probably this weekend. Yay.
Sure I will.
Yes, you will. A study found the most stressful vacation destination in the world is?
India.
No.
Oh.
Which I would say yes, from what I've heard, that does sound stressful.
Okay, what is it?
Didn't you say everyone goes poop on the train tracks?
Yeah. Yep. And you have to go get all these vaccinations and you're definitely going to get sick and there's all kinds of stuff.
Why are you shaking your head?
It's
what do you
true.
Know?
It's
you never,
true.
You didn't hear about that? Bob, where are you?
She doesn't want to say anything about it.
Oh, she doesn't want no trouble.
I
you know what? It is Friday.
Friday.
Let's just all get out of here. Say it.
Smart. Smart shoes.
I've never been. I don't know. But Sarah told me everyone poops on the train tracks there. Yeah. Anyway, from the story, these are the top three most stressful destinations to travel to in 2025. At the top of the list, Paris, France.
Why is it so stressful?
I have no idea.
I did not find it to be stressful at all.
Huh. I don't understand. Is it because you're going to spend a ton of money?
Maybe. The City of Lights has over 47.5 million annual tourists, all of which are crammed into just 105 square kilometers.
Oh.
In fact, Paris ranked number one for tourist density.
Oh.
Which I'm surprised to hear. Because I've heard like Japan is packed. Like everywhere you go, it's packed. The trains are packed. The
But it's packed to Japanese people. Like in Paris, if it's packed with tourists.
Oh, tourists. Okay, yeah.
It's, you know, I'm actually not that surprised. I do feel like that's on everyone's bucket list.
They say, for clarity, that is more than 10 times the density of a bustling city of New York.
Oh.
10 times the density.
It's not that I don't want to go to Paris, because I absolutely do, but I would much rather go to some smaller city in France and get a French experience without, I don't need to see the Eiffel Tower. I see it all.
Neat to see. It is special.
I would go
to see in person.
It does look amazing. But I was looking at it for the Olympics. That it showed beautiful.
I am not well traveled, and it sucks. I'd love to get out and go do some things. And right now, with little kids, we're still in that Disneyland phase. But when it came up last, I don't know, a couple of weeks back, what should we do next year? We're like, she's thinking about what we could do, and I thought, well, if these kids are going to go to Disneyland and only like take pictures with the characters again, then why don't we go do something else? Like either they
go to Paris.
They need to start going on rides.
Right.
We've got pictures of them with the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, we took the train down to Nice, and that was really cool because it's smaller, but it's also, and it was more European tourists. But Paris, you couldn't walk anywhere without running into another American.
Oh.
They're everywhere.
Oh.
Hanoi, Vietnam comes in at number two.
We have heard that it's a pretty crazy place.
Hanoi ranks number one for humidity at a sweltering 84%, which makes it the most physically uncomfortable city on the list.
It's supposed to be pretty friendly, though.
Yeah, my friend that lives in Asia, he's a teacher, so he's off in the summers, and they go to Vietnam every time. Yeah. It's wonderful.
The most stressful destinations that you can travel to: Paris, France; Hanoi, Vietnam; Shanghai, China. I can see why that would be fairly unknown, unless you were someone who'd been there on business. You'd certainly be coming in like, with only
hopefully
internet.
I'll be able to get along.
Right. Whatever my internet searches were providing me is all I've got.
Right.
Berlin, Germany; Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. London, England's in at seventh. Cairo, Egypt's in at ninth. Rome, Italy, in at 10th. Anyway, those are the most stressful destinations.
A lot of pickpocketers in Italy.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You ever heard that? If somebody throws you a baby, just toss it to the ground, because if you catch it, then they'll steal all the stuff on your body.
I have not heard that, no. You heard that?
No, but I'm
never gonna, catch a baby.
Toss it to the ground.
Catch the baby. But then I'm going to run away with the baby, and then when they follow me, I'll be like, I'll trade you.
Oh, you mean they're throwing their baby at you?
They throw you a baby because then your hands have to go up and catch a
baby.
Right,
no, I understand, but I wouldn't think they'd use their own baby.
I actually
That's really dumb.
Oh, you think they just grabbed it from some other tourist?
Well, yeah, you don't throw your own baby at somebody. What if that person can't catch Butterfingers?
It's a tough kid. He's Italian.
All right.
You know.
He's already yellow beat up.
Yeah.
This was a list that I went, how do you even have a list of this? So it says the laziest meals.
Oh.
People swear by, and I went, how do you even have a list? It's cereal. Like,
yeah, that's a good.
Is there a lazier meal than cereal?
Not really, because even eggs, which are a total default,
takes a second.
Takes a second.
You got to turn the burner on. You got to
toast the bread.
You know, whip up those eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So this list is, I just want to put it out in advance. It's not as lazy as you'd think.
Okay. Spaghetti.
Lazy meals folks shared on Instagram: white rice seasoned with chili oil and soy sauce with a couple of eggs fried in butter on top.
Oh, yeah. Japanese breakfast.
It sounds great.
We have that all the time.
That's not lazy, though. You fried eggs and you had rice.
I've never done them with chili oil. That sounds delicious.
I don't know if it's called chili oil, but our friend Emily, this is McCutcheon, she does this chili oil in popcorn in a like a paper bag, and then she gives it a real good shake, and it becomes that like kind of spicy popcorn that you can't stop. You know, when you're like burning, but you're still going. It's like that.
Mm.
So good.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. Like if you have chili oil, I'm pretty sure that's what she uses. Try that on popcorn. Don't overdo it, because it'll already be kind of like that.
I can't stop, but I have to stop.
Smoke coming out of my ears and my eyes are watering.
Okay, this is another on the laziest meals list.
Okay.
Air fried salmon, sliced avocado, cream cheese, leftover rice if there's any, and seaweed sheets. Cook your salmon while slicing avocado, cream cheese, heating rice, and making a drink. That's not lazy, dude.
You're right. These are not lazy. Spaghetti and a jar of meat sauce.
Yeah.
That's lazy. If you have to cook something, cereal is legitimately the best, or cinnamon toast. Like, those are the easy things. The rest of these are not lazy.
Listen to this. Barbecue meatballs. One bag of frozen meatballs, grape jelly, barbecue sauce, the whole bottle, a cup of water or broth if you have it, garlic and chili garlic paste. Ignore it in the crock pot for an hour or two, and then top with sesame seeds and green onion, and if you're feeling fancy, serve it with rice. It sounds good. Again.
These do not fit. So these are like things that are impressive when you present them, but didn't take that much effort to make. Is that what we're getting at here? These aren't lazy.
Yeah, I'm going to move off of this.
I liked it, though. Don't think I didn't like the... I mean, I love talking about food.
I know that you do.
Yeah.
And you're almost about to be set free to eat some.
To eat all the food all weekend. It's like a smorgasbord.
John!
I was thinking...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's a great thing about John. I'm like, I was thinking, and he goes, okay, all right, I'll go to the store, get some stuff.
So good. No wonder he gets a regular Friday, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah, today's the day.
Today is the day.
Lucky guy.
John.
I know, he's so lucky.
No, I just, you know, I mean, you know how many husbands are out there going, a 4 o'clock on Friday, every Friday? Mm. Yeah, I'll take that.
And if we miss it, we definitely make up for it on Saturday. Some people, if you miss it, it's like not until next
right,
week.
Right, yeah, sorry. Yeah. You missed
and
your
he
window.
Had a little midweek action this week, too. So.
Is that right?
Hot tub?
No, not in the hot tub. My kid's there. We haven't been in the hot tub all week.
Oh, you only go when you can be naked and do it.
I would go, but it's been warm, so I'm less inclined. But it's, you know, most of the time I get in the hot tub with him. We've only done it like one or two times this week. I know. Done the hot tub.
Oh.
So, just because we're getting in the hot tub does not mean there's going to be any action.
So what you're saying is you took him behind the shed this week at some point, and then also, all right, good for him.
Listen, not that I haven't ever taken him behind the shed. And well, for
that,
the record,
where did we get that? We got that
me
from you.
Behind the shed.
yes.
But it was, I could tell he was in a mood, and I'm like, I know what's going to fix that. Come on.
That's smart.
So he gets to golf and then have sex. That is the perfect
all
life.
All he has to do is make you sandwiches.
That is the perfect life.
And then when I suggest what I'd like to eat, he
figures it out
for me. It's so good.
Hello, internet? Oh, I just ruined whatever that page was. Well, that story's gone.
Okay.
Time to play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, let's get it. I hate to tell you guys, but I think Bob might win today. We'll see, but I think it's going to be Bob. She's starting with 2 points. Cumulatively from today's competitions. Yep, you have 1 point. Vinny and Maddie tied on one of the games, so you don't get points for that. So we're going to play How Old's That Guy? And we'll see how everybody does.
All right.
You're going down.
How old is U2's The Edge? How old's that guy?
Is that a person?
It is. He's the guitar player.
Yes.
Okay, this should be good.
This is real good.
You guess first, Bob.
60.
60. All right. What do you think, Vinny?
61.
And Maddie?
I hate to do it, but 62.
You don't hate to do it. You love doing that.
I do
love
to do it.
You just did that with a smile on your face. Why'd you bother to say I'd hate to do it when you were like grinning from ear to ear as you did it? Go on.
The Edge is 64 today.
Ah,
that is a point for our man, Maddie. How old is Shawn Mendes? Stitches, Senorita, a zillion other songs that we play on Alice. How old is Shawn Mendes? And I think Bob went first, so Vinny, you're first.
Oh, I'm going to say he's 18.
Okay, 18 it is. What do you think, Maddie?
32.
29. He is 27. That's a point for Bob.
I was so close.
Current score is 3 for Bob, 2 for Maddie, none for Vinny. You were close. How old is Roger Federer? Dashing Swiss tennis star. 8 Wimbledon trophies. Maddie, you're first.
45.
45. What do you think, Bob?
46.
Vinny?
I'm going to say 44.
He is exactly 44.
Oh. Nice.
And we are currently tied, Maddie and Vinny, but Bob's in the lead with 3. How old is Ralph Malf, Donnie Most from Happy Days?
Oh. Why would you think I would win this?
I was kidding.
Oh, because I had points.
She doesn't even know who he is.
No, I don't.
It was my favorite television show when I was 7. Happy Days.
I actually think Bob has to go first.
Yes, okay. Bob is first this time.
All right. Bob, how old is Donnie Most, Ralph Malf on Happy Days?
80.
80. All right, Vinny?
That might be a little high, but okay. I'm going to say 75.
75.
74.
He is 72.
Woo-woo. Son of
only 72 years old. That's another point for Maddie. Maddie and Bob currently tied for the lead here.
Well, think about it, though. They were probably still teen. Like, we were little kids watching that show, but he was probably not even 21 yet.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
That makes more sense. Yeah. I was thinking if he was, like, 30.
No, they were supposed to be high school kids.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Vinny's first on this one. How old is... John Baker from Chips. Punch and John. Gosh.
What?
I don't know what any of that means.
Larry Wilcox is the actor's name. The show is Chips. I almost said John Poncherello, but I know that's not right.
That's no, Poncherello was Eric Estrada.
Right.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, I'm gonna
say Larry Wilcox.
Larry Wilcox is 69.
69. What do you think, Maddie?
75.
75. What do you think, Bob?
72.
He is 78. Yeah. And that is a point for Maddie, which puts him in the lead. 4 points, Maddie.
That's not the last
question. 3 points, Bob.
Yeah,
no.
Can we just end it?
Okay, one more. My God.
Oh, my gosh. Bob.
You guys are a bunch of jerks. You're a real jerk. Okay. I believe Vinny goes first on this
good.
One.
So excited.
Dustin Hoffman, our final round.
Oh, okay. Dustin, he is 81.
81. What do you think, Maddie?
82.
Bobby?
You worked hard on that, did you?
You heard my brain going? My...
Did you say 80?
80.
80. You should have gone 83. Maddie, by a score of... He's 88. Dustin Hoffman, 88 years old, by a score of 5-3-2.
Woo!
Maddie is today's winner.
Yes, I am.
He's on the show. It's Maddie.
Yee-haw! Congrats, Maddie.
Happy Friday.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Disneyland every hour at about 5 after. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.